Hello, this is Local Splash. My name's Albert. How can I help you?
Hi, Albert. My name is Maddie. I'm calling from Kirkland, Whitford, Brady, Barry, and then in Gordon. We spoke late on Monday, and late on Tuesday, and I needed to get, thank you, the security question for our account so that you could get it unlocked and you can get everything updated.
Definitely. What's the company name, please? Phone number?
252-726-8411.
Okay. One second. For Kirkman Whitford?
Yes.
Okay. Yep, I do see the note here that you called and I spoke to you. Let me just ask the security question. One second. Here we go. Okay, what is the city you were born in?
It should be Raleigh.
That's correct. And what did you want to change on the account?
Okay, so we needed to update our credit card information as well as the email that we receive stuff.
Okay, let me start with the email. It was lraley@kirkmanwoodford.com. What is the new email?
So it'll be mkeith@kirkmanwoodford.com, and that's M-K, E as in Edward, E as in Edward, F as in Frank, and E as in Edward.
The first letter is M as in Mary? Or okay. It's still at kirkmanwoodford.com, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. All right, that's updated. And let's go to the card information. Is it still a Visa?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and I imagine the billing address is still the same, just the number change, right?
Yes, and it's a new, the card number should be the same. It's just an updated three-digit code and an updated...
expiration date?
Yes. I was like, I can't find the word.
No problem. The card I have here, it ends with 9955. I can't see the rest of the numbers.
Yes, that's the same one.
Okay, and what's the expiration month and year, please?
1125.
Okay, and the security code in the back?
298.
298. Okay, 1125, 298. I imagine it's still under the same cardholder name, right?
Yes.
Perfect. All right, I've updated the card information and the email as well. You should, for example, I'll send you just a random email so to make sure you're getting them. One second.
Okay, perfect. And we'll have to update our password as well, because I think we discussed previously that, like, the person that had that email, she was, like, two bookkeepers ago.
Oh, okay.
It was kind of just been lost over time.
Okay. Let me know if you got this email. It's just some tips to responding to reviews. And, yeah, I can definitely change the security question. I believe that's what you mean.
Yes. Well, I mean, okay. The security question, since it worked, it can stay the same. We just don't have a password.
Oh, okay. The password for the dashboard, that's what you mean. Okay. Mm-hmm. That is actually done from your end. I'll send you the email. It's titled Login Credentials to Your Advanced Reporting. Let me know if you get this. I'll send it right away. Okay. I sent that just now. From my end, it shows that it's in process, and it was sent successfully as well. All you have to do is just log in, and you're going to click the menu button, and then you're going to tap on the client name. It'll little option that says account settings will show up, and among those options, you should see the option to change the password.
Okay, perfect. All right, I'm still waiting for you to get that email, but that's on my end, my email is. Low. I think
Okay.
Updates on
the
computer.
Well, that's really from your end. I don't have a way of.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm just chatting because Mm-hmm. I can't deal with silence for some reason.
Okay, it's no problem. But yeah, all you have to do is just log in. You're going to click on the menu, which is usually on the upper right hand. Looks like three lines. Okay. Scroll down to the client name, click on that. Then click account settings, and you're going to see password as the second option. Then that's pretty much it.
I just got the first email that you sent. Oh, and there's the second one.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
No problem. Anything else?
I opened Google Splash, and it's still asking for a password. Do I just do forgot password?
No, it's in the email that I sent you. It'll have the link, then username, and then password right under that.
Okay. The password space on the email you sent me is blank.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. One second. Let me reset then. One second. I'll make a new one right away.
Do you mind if I put you... I'm so sorry, Albert. Do you mind if I put you on hold for just a moment? I had somebody walk into my reception.
Sure. No problem.
Thank you. That'll give me time to get the email because apparently my email's slow.
No problem.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Albert.
Hi.
I just got the email, so I'm going to go ahead and try to log that in now.
Sure. All the info you need is in there.
Okay, perfect. And then you said just to go to menu, client name, and then account settings, and I can update it from there.
Yeah, it'll have a big section that says you just do it on there.
Okay, perfect. I don't want to sign up for phone number fees.
I'm sorry?
Oh, no, sorry. I'm just reading the...
Oh, okay.
The page. It was asking me, like, a bunch of things.
Oh, no problem. By the way, the phone number you're calling from, is that like an additional office number for this client, or is it just your personal number?
It's just like an additional line from how our office phones are set up. I think the guy who set them up not that long ago didn't do that great of a job, personally, because it's supposed to show that. Yeah, it's supposed to
Let
show
me just add you here to the account, just as I assume you're the receptionist there, right?
Yes. Receptionist and bookkeeper.
Got it. And I spelled Maddie, M-A-T-T-I-E. I'm not sure if that's right.
It's D-D-Y.
Oh, Maddie, M-A-D-D-Y. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And the phone number I have here is 252-726-8089.
Cool. Because I can't see that on my end.
Perfect, no problem.
We have our old phones.
That way when you call, you won't have to tell us the business number. It'll automatically go to their account. Okay.
Okay, perfect. It's so funny because whoever set this up originally didn't type this name in right. Okay. Can we move forward? Thank you. Okay, now it finally let me into stuff. Okay, I'm going to have to put you on hold for just a couple more minutes, Albert.
Sure, no problem. I'll wait.
Hello, sir?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you so much for holding. I got the password updated. It says updated successfully.
Oh, perfect. If for some reason you ever forget that, let us know and we can just reset it and send you another generated one from the system.
Perfect. Thank you so much for all your help. I really appreciate it.
It's no problem. Any other questions?
No, I think I'm good for right now. If I do have questions, I will be bothering.
It's no problem. You have a great day.
You too. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.